Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A major breakthrough in the fight against cybercrime has just been achieved, with the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Center launching a money restoration module to return frozen and recovered funds to victims of financial cyber fraud. This significant development follows a review of the National Cybercrime Helpline 1930, which was chaired by Union Home Minister Amit Shah. The launch of the money restoration module, along with a grievance redressal mechanism, is aimed at streamlining the process of returning funds to the rightful victims, reducing delay and harassment. First, let's understand the background of the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Center, or ICOC, which was set up in 2018 under the Ministry of Home Affairs. The ICOC provides a national framework and coordination mechanism to combat cybercrime in a comprehensive and coordinated manner, linking central and state agencies, banks, telecom providers, and financial intermediaries. What makes this significant is that India's cybercrime response now rests on a layered architecture, with the ICOC playing a crucial role in coordinating the efforts of various stakeholders. Building on this, the money restoration module is a key component of this architecture, as it enables the return of frozen or recovered funds to victims of cybercrime. Crucially, when a citizen reports a financial fraud quickly through Helpline 1930, banks can freeze the fraudulent transfer before the money is withdrawn by the offender. Until now, getting that frozen money back to the victim involved cumbersome court and procedural steps. The new money restoration module changes this by streamlining the return of frozen or recovered funds to the rightful victim, reducing delay and harassment. And here is something that surprises many students: the concept of a golden hour is crucial in cyber financial fraud. This refers to the short window after a fraud during which rapid reporting to 1930 lets banks freeze the trail. The money restoration module completes the cycle by restoring that frozen amount to the victim, turning a successful freeze into actual restitution. Now, let us analyze the significance and gaps in this new development. The significance of the money restoration module lies in the fact that it shifts the system from merely freezing funds to returning them, closing the loop for victims. It reduces the procedural burden on ordinary citizens who are already victims, strengthens public trust in the 1930 helpline, and encourages faster reporting. However, there are persisting gaps in the system, including low public awareness of the golden hour window in many regions, the use of mule accounts, and rapidly evolving fraud techniques that outpace defenses, cross-border fraud where money or perpetrators sit abroad, and the varying capacity and training of state police cyber cells. So what exactly changed with the launch of the money restoration module? The answer lies in the fact that it provides a structured channel for complainants to track and escalate their cases, reducing the harassment and delay that victims often face. But why does this matter? It matters because cyber financial fraud is a race against time. And once money is layered across multiple accounts and withdrawn, recovery becomes nearly impossible. The money restoration module changes this by providing a mechanism for the rapid return of frozen or recovered funds to victims. Now, let us turn to the way forward. To address the gaps in the system, there is a need for massive, multilingual awareness campaigns on reporting frauds immediately to 1930, tighter Know Your Customer norms and faster detection of mule accounts by banks, stronger international cooperation and mutual legal assistance for cross-border cases, and continuous upskilling of state cyber police and investment in forensic capacity. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Money Restoration Module and the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Center are relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in the context of prelims and mains. Remember this number, 1930, which is the national toll-free number for reporting financial cyber fraud. Note this carefully, The Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre was set up in 2018 under the Ministry of Home Affairs. This is a favourite prelims fact. The I4C, that is the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre, is a key institution in India's cybercrime response architecture. The money restoration module is a significant development in this context, as it provides a mechanism for the return of frozen or recovered funds to victims of cybercrime. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre, or I4C, was set up in 2018 under the Ministry of Home Affairs. The helpline 1930 is the national toll-free number for reporting financial cyber fraud. The money restoration module, or MRM, returns frozen or recovered funds to victims, and a new grievance redressal mechanism has been added to the system. About 1 lakh citizens have benefited from this system, and about 94 lakh bank accounts have been uploaded under the standard operating procedure. The CERTIN, that is the Computer Emergency Response Team India, is the national nodal agency for cybersecurity under the IT Act 2000. The National Cyber Crime Reporting Portal handles citizen complaints, and it is an important tool in India's cybercrime response architecture. The Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre, the Money Restoration Module, and the grievance redressal mechanism are all part of a larger effort to combat cybercrime and protect citizens from financial fraud. In conclusion, the launch of the money restoration module is a significant development in India's cybercrime response architecture, and it has the potential to make a major impact on the lives of victims of financial cyber fraud. As India continues to evolve its cybercrime response, it is essential to address the gaps in the system and strengthen the institutional architecture to protect citizens from the ever-evolving threats of cybercrime.